the Suffering of Mankind. Written by Paul Ford. Narrated by Lisa Wangwo. Many Christians have suffered to the point of death at the hands of executioners. Consider the holy martyrs. Many suffer to the point of death at their own hands. All we can say is that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Romans 8 verse 18. This may not solve our depression, but it does give us some perspective. Even if our depression has caused us enormous doubt, this can be helpful. When bad things happen to any of God's children, God is grieved and suffers with us. And this was experienced most vividly in the hurt and suffering of Jesus Christ for all humanity. Any bad thing which happens is never the last word. Rather, God is the deepest and last word. And that word is love and eternal life with God. The Bible clearly teaches that God does not cause us to suffer. For example, the Bible says that when we go through trials, it'll be a mistake to say, "I am tried by God." Why? Because with evil things, God cannot be tried, nor does He Himself try anyone. James 1 verse 13. In other words, God never causes the trials we face or suffering that follows. To do that would be wicked. But God does not act wickedly. Job 34 verse 12. If God does not cause us to suffer, then who or what does? Sadly, humans are often victimized by other imperfect humans. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 9. Additionally, we may face calamities because of unexpected events. That is, because of simply being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11. The Bible teaches that ultimately, the ruler of this world, Satan, the devil, is responsible for human suffering. For the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. John 12 verse 31 and 1 John 5 verse 19. It is Satan, not God, who causes people to suffer. God is aware of our suffering. From the very start of human suffering, not a single teardrop has gone unnoticed by our loving Father, whose watchful eyes sees everything. Psalm 11 verse 4 and Psalm 56 verse 8. For example, when His worshippers in ancient times were being oppressed, God said, "I have certainly seen the affliction of my people." But was He only vaguely aware of their pain? No. For He added, "I well know the pains they suffer." Exodus 3 verse 7. Many people have found comfort in that truth alone. The thought that God is aware of everything we suffer, even the trials that we or others may not be aware of or fully understand. Psalm 31 verse 7 and Proverbs 14 verse 10. God feels for us when we suffer. Our Heavenly Father is not only aware of human suffering, but also deeply moved by it. For example, God was sincerely troubled when His ancient worshippers faced trials. "During all their distress, it was distressing to Him," says the Bible in Isaiah 63 verse 9. Although God is vastly superior to humans, He feels empathy for those who suffer, as if their pain were in His heart. Indeed, our Heavenly Father is very compassionate and merciful. James 5 verse 11. Additionally, our Heavenly Father helps us to bear our suffering. Philippians 4 verse 12 and 13. We must also remember that our Lord Jesus knows what it is to suffer, to mourn. He wept at the grave of Lazarus. He wept over Jerusalem, and He suffered horrifically during His passion. And perhaps most importantly is our reading from Romans. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress, or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No, In all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verse 35 and verses 37 to 39. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Not coronavirus, not cancer, not politics, not social unrest. Jesus loves you. Jesus will help you get through whatever it is from which you are suffering. He gives us strength. He gives us perseverance. He gives us patience. He gives us His love. Won't you accept that love?